Welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. The three keys to your success is just moments away. Here's your host, Brian Kelly.
Hey everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. Am I excited? Just a little bit. And you'll know why in just a moment. We have an amazing, phenomenal, tremendous, stupendous guest expert speaker with us tonight. I cannot wait to introduce you to him. Many of you already know his name if you've seen any of our emails or posts, but just wait till you get to meet this man. Brilliant, beyond brilliance. And I literally have goosebumps, I kid you not, under this jacket, because I am so excited to share him with you. Because this show is about the guest expert. And what is mind-body business? Mind-body business is about those three very things. It's very simple. And over the course of my life, I've learned many, many things from people like Jeff specifically, where there are key ingredients to success. It's like a recipe. Let's say you have a recipe for a cake. You have a recipe for a certain kind of cake. I don't eat cake, so I don't know what kind they are. Coconut? Let's call it a coconut cake. I have no idea. You have a recipe for a coconut cake, and it came from a book. And you make that cake from that recipe, and it comes out pretty darn good because you followed it step by step by step. Now, someone else has a different recipe for the same cake. And they go through that, and they go step by step by step. They make their cake, and it comes out almost identical. The result is a wonderful tasting cake that everybody loves. The same thing is true with success in business, I found. And when you find just one recipe, there are many recipes for success, but when you just find that one, grab onto it, as I like to say, hold on with both ankles, and don't let go, and focus and drive right through to the end and get that outcome that you want and that you deserve. And that's the beautiful thing about people like my guest that's coming on. This gentleman knows all of these keys. He knows more than the three keys we're talking about here. But mind is about mindset. Without that, you don't have a foundation set. That is your foundation. And I'm talking from the subconscious level. And we may get into that a little bit on this show. I kind of hope we do, because it's one of my favorite topics. Body is all about nutrition and exercise, taking care of your body, your engine. You see, the mind and body are a team. And more importantly, the mind and body are your team. And they work together, one without the other, operating at peak level performance. And what do you have? You have less than a peak level of performance. And then there's business, of course, sales, marketing, scaling, everything that goes with it. When you've mastered all three of those, then and only then are you operating at a peak and optimum level of performance. That is what mind-body business is all about. And one of the things I also learned in my course of entrepreneurship is the importance of one thing that was told to me several years ago. This one thing that a gentleman told me, and I just decided to ignore him. And this gentleman was just insanely successful, multimillionaire. He said, Brian, if people only did this one thing, if they just knew this one thing, they would all be rich. I said, really? And then he told me and showed me what that was. And I said, okay, whatever. That didn't seem like a big deal to me. So I just ignored him. And then many, many years later, finally, you know, I got the knock again, this time on the noggin, from a mentor of mine. I love to mention his name because I love this man. His name's Mel Cutler. And he didn't just say it's important to do this. He did it. And I watched, and then I modeled. And once I began doing it, that one thing, which is reading books, then my life started changing even faster for the better. And on that note, so I love to listen to books. That's my mode of reading, is listening through Audible. It's an app you can get. It's online through Amazon. And the beautiful thing with that is I can listen in places where I normally wouldn't be able to do anything productive or constructive. And that, for me, is in the car. And I'm in the car a lot. And so I have read lots of books in the car. And I, you know, it's an interesting thing that happens in the car. I'm able to really retain the information in an incredible level, even though I'm driving and concentrating on the road. For me, even better than if I were to read a book. That's just my mode. The cool thing with Audible is while you're driving, there's this symbol on your phone, a big old ribbon, looks like a bookmark. And while you're driving, you hear something, you go, that's a good point. I want to remember that and go back to it later and play it back. You just tap that button, instantly, you have a bookmark. So without further ado, what we're going to do is play exactly one of those bookmarks that I tapped while I was driving for you, because it has a great relationship to this show and to our guest coming on. So without further ado, let's move on to bookmarks.
Bookmarks. Born to read. Bookmarks. Ready. Steady. Read. Bookmarks. Brought to you by ReachYourPeakLibrary.com.
Yes, ReachYourPeakLibrary.com. You see it right there. That's a website. Don't go there now. Stay here with this show. You don't want to miss this guest that's coming up very soon. Just stay here. Write it down. Take some notes. Everyone take notes. And please like, love, and comment. This is an interactive live show for you watching live on either Facebook, YouTube, Mixer, Stream.me. We have 7 different live platforms simultaneously right now going all over the world. Isn't that amazing? And one of the things I learned, as I said, is the importance of reading books. And not just any book, as you see there on the screen. It's not simply the lack of reading books that keeps you from success. It's the lack of reading the right books. And so as I was going through and voraciously reading book after book after book, of course, not every single one of them was a game changer to me personally. And so what I started doing was cataloging just those books that had great impact in my own personal life or business life. And what I did is I just put together a website. This is not for the purpose of making money, but it's for the purpose of giving you and anybody that comes to this site value and a one-stop shop for incredible, high-impact, results-generating books. And so these are all the books that I've read personally. So I vetted these books. I love these. I wrote some comments beneath some of these. And what we're going to do is bring up one of those books right now and just play a little snippet of it. And you're going to love this because it's called The Habits of the Super Rich. It's just perfect to go with the guy we have about to show you here in a minute, our guest expert, by Bruce Walker. And so it's going to be audio coming over. So go ahead and give a listen. It's about a minute long. So just stick with it, concentrate, take notes, and then we'll move on to the next segment. Here we go.
Turning thoughts into reality. It all starts with the subconscious mind. The ancestor of every action is a thought. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Jim and Zach, our friends from the first chapter, were talking one day. By this point in their careers, Zach was on the fast track, his upward spiral, toward an upper management job. Jim, on the other hand, was experiencing a downward spiral, and he seemed to be plummeting down that rabbit hole quicker than Alice in Wonderland. For his part, Jim was in shock, wondering how he could have gotten himself in such a position. "Can I speak honestly with you?" Zach offered. After receiving his consent, his pal outlined exactly what he saw. Jim took a deep breath and said, "It looks pretty hopeless." Zach immediately corrected him. "It's never hopeless. That is if you're willing to put in some time and effort." Jim...
Amazing, amazing point there. And notice again this common theme you're going to see and hear on this show. And it's not because of me. It is because of those I bring on the show and this commonality that they all recognize, and I do as well, the importance of your subconscious mind. What are you feeding your mind? What is your mind doing for you? What have you programmed it to do? Subconscious. Remember, subconscious, not conscious. You're thinking, "I want to be rich." Your subconscious may be saying, "Yeah, right," because of the programming that's been put in there. There are great methods and means to reprogram your mind. That's not the topic of this show. However, I do know that our next guest expert that's coming on just a moment does believe in this as well because it's the science of success, and that is how you become successful, is by reprogramming your mind for greater change. So with that, we are going to bring on, I can't wait. Are you ready? I'm excited. Our special guest expert.
It's time for the guest expert spotlight. Savvy, skillful, professional, adept, trained, big league, qualified.
And there he is, the man, the myth, the legend, the one and only Mr. Jeff Fagan. Go ahead, you can applaud, everybody. Everybody applaud. Let's hear it.
Thank you.
Yes, love it. Oh, man, I've been waiting for this for a while. I am so excited to have you, Jeff. First, let's give a little introduction about you, if you don't mind. If you want to own a business that works, then listen up. Jeff Fagan is a street-smart business consultant who's been coaching and helping small business owners go from average to successful for decades. As a chief operating officer, Jeff helped build and grow, get this one, Peak Potentials Training into one of the world's leading business and personal success companies. He then built Caliber, the wealth development company, a very successful real estate company based in Scottsdale, Arizona. And today, we'll find out more, but today Jeff also works with small business owners in his Street Smart Business Consulting firm, focusing primarily in helping them with their systems, cutting-edge marketing tools, and incredibly strong sales strategies. And real quick, I know it's like, come on, let Jeff speak for just a minute. One last thing. Watch this show to the very end. It'll be worth it because you will have a chance to win a complimentary stay at a five-star luxury resort in Mexico, compliments of my buddy Jason Nast and his company called PowerTexting.com.
Love
All
Jason.
Right, at last. Jeff, how are you doing, man?
Hey, Brian, thank you so much for having me. First of all, I was going to sneak away and grab myself some coconut cake here. You know, you got me all hungry telling your story. It's just amazing to listen to you because I think we're definitely kindred souls. I've been an avid reader pretty much my entire life. And the kind of books that I read are probably the exact books you have on that list of 40. In fact, I probably would submit that I've probably read most all of those books because I think you and I are pretty much on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
So you said so many amazing things there. It's really hard for me even to know where to begin, but you said something really powerful. And hopefully everybody who's watching this will really pay attention to some of the really brilliant points you brought up. And the biggest one being our programming, especially our business and our money and our success programming and how it stops us from really reaching our full potential. So, yeah, my background, MBA, CPA, spent a lot of years in the corporate world doing systems for major corporations. And then I was investing in real estate and had a chance to do pretty well in real estate here in Phoenix. And in 2003, as you know, Brian, I had a chance to meet up with my buddy T. Harv Eker. And with Harv, I was able to help him build Peak Potentials Training into one of the world's largest business and personal success training companies. And so a lot of the things that you're talking about, a lot of the things that you want to ingrain in your listeners, these were the exact kind of things that I got to spend my couple of years just doing with thousands and thousands and thousands of people, not only in the United States, but really we started to expand all around the world and help all these people achieve totally amazing results and reach their full financial potential. So it was a very, very exciting time for me. I had a chance to really spend some time with T. Harv Eker. And it was actually through Harv that you and I are connected because you and I are connected through a very good mutual friend of ours, Jason Nass.
Yes.
And Jason was a student of Harv's. And that's how we came to get to know each other. And that's how we got to know you. So it's a funny way the world works, isn't it?
It is amazing. I love how the world works, especially when it connects me with people like you and Jason. Absolutely.
Yes.
And that's the thing I like to talk about a lot. You talked about Peak Potentials, and he held a lot of seminars. I love how you call him Harv, how you were telling me you knew him since you were very young, at 14. Mm-hmm. So this is the real deal, ladies and gentlemen, the real deal. This is phenomenal. And the thing is with seminars, what I tell people, one way to get connected with people like Jeff, and it may not happen right away, but is to show up. Just show up over and over and over. And if you don't mind, Jeff, later in the show, I'd like to bring up your latest project, which we can talk about, where those people will have a chance to do just that and meet and rub elbows with high-powered individuals that you normally wouldn't have access to in an intimate setting as well. I can't wait to divulge that to the clan here. But until we do that, keep with us. But just keep showing up. And that's something I did, Jeff, was I went to a seminar. I became a seminar and workshop junkie and made so many connections that are lifelong. And they've
yes.
all – and I didn't do them to get something for them, from them. I did them to, you know, how can I serve you? How can I help you? And as a result of doing that, all of the – amazing things come flooding back to you and things
yes.
just open up and blossom.
And you know, you said it, Brian, you know, we in all of the seminars that we did with Peak Potentials, one of the very first things we would always do is we'd have everybody reach around and pat both of their neighbors on the back and say, 80% of all success is just showing up, and congratulate each other for just showing up.
That's awesome. Yes. Yes. And there's so many reasons to do that, right? Because number one, they probably invested financially.
Yep.
Number two, they invested in what's even more valuable than the asset of money, and that is their time. You know, they're spending, what, 3 days at an event? And most of them are away from home, away from family, away from loved ones. They're staying in a hotel, another added cost. And so, yeah, and it's exactly what I do at my events. And when I also was a lead trainer at my mentor's company, did the same thing there. And just look, we're modeling success, right? Jeff, that's what it's all about. Find what's successful
and just model. Said it. You said the magic word. That magic word is modeling, really. And I was very lucky that in the seminar industry, there's probably very few people on the planet that really understand the industry as well as Harv Eker does, from every aspect of it. And he truly is a genius at what he does. So being his right-hand man for 2 years really allowed me to see every aspect of the personal development industry and what it really takes to get maximum results from our students.
Yeah, like I was telling you earlier when we talked before the show, it's like, you are a blessed man, my friend. And you know what?
I am.
So is he. He's blessed to have known you and to know you because of, you know, everyone has their talent base that they come with. You know, I have strong technical skills. I also love to speak from stage. Not everybody has technical skills. You are a master marketer and salesperson and then trainer as well. And so
and you know what, Brian, really, the reason that Harv really wanted me to come on board was because he had this huge vision, but it's one thing to have a vision, and it's another thing to manifest it in the real world. You've got to set up systems, you have to hire people, you need to be putting in all of the necessary infrastructure so you can scale and grow a company. And Harv was so good at being on stage and sharing incredible knowledge and writing books and creating new programs. He didn't have the time to scale the business, to hire the people, to bring in the accountants, to put in the IT departments and all the infrastructure it takes to build a business. So really, that was really my strength. That was really my forte. And I saw Harv's vision. I knew exactly what we needed to do at home office to build the company so he could just be on the stage sharing his gifts.
Okay, I say this every show. I hope everybody watching and listening is taking notes like crazy, because this is gold that Jeff is telling you right now. I mean, he just referenced so many sources I've read in the past, like Michael Gerber, the E-Myth, and setting up systems. He just went on and on and on. And that is the key, I have to tell you, is scaling and hiring. Like when he brought you into the fray, I remember the first time I got help, and it just completely liberated my mind. I thought, oh my gosh, I have help now. And now things that used to be impossible to me because I'm a one-person man, you know, how am I going to get all this done? Now suddenly the whole world just opened up. I thought, uh-oh, that shiny object can really hurt me now, but I can do more things than I'm doing now because I have the ability to. Scaling and then putting in systems so you can train those people that come on in an effective manner. Yes.
And also, Brian, to your point, yeah, Harv was not really the kind of guy that really enjoyed hiring people, working with employees. That wasn't his skill set, really wasn't his passion. So in any business organization, the best thing is to get people in the optimal positions where they're really working on their strengths. And Harv never really wanted to be the kind of guy that would be hiring all the people and dealing with all the employees and dealing with all that stuff. And he knew that I was very good at doing it. So it allowed him the freedom to really do whatever he wanted to do, knowing that at home office, we could scale it up.
Yeah, that's the beautiful thing. Again, it's complementary talent. If you don't have that talent or skill set or desire, I mean, if you don't have the desire to do something, how well of a job do you think you're going to do at it? Versus someone who not only has the desire, but also the talent. You might have the talent, but not the desire. Well, that might be a sign that you should still go get someone else to do that for you.
Oh, absolutely, Brian. And to your point, one of our favorite programs was a program called Enlightened Warrior Training, where people actually go away to a summer camp retreat for 5 nights. And during those 5 days, people are put through kind of like a boot camp. Have you ever been through anything like that?
I have been through something similar, yes. And they're amazing.
And the whole purpose of it is to train people to act in spite of their fears. And by the time people finish this five-day program, they're warriors because they've been able to go through 5 days of grueling hell, and they survived it. And every one of my employees at Peak Potentials went through that five-day program. Mm. So I had 135 warriors on my team. These were unstoppable people that would do whatever it frickin' took to get the job done. And I can't tell you how much fun it is when you're running an organization and you have 135 people in your organization and they're all warriors and they're all unstoppable.
That is powerful right there, and amazing. So what can viewers that are watching this, business owners, what can they do to model things like that? And that is to make available the best of the best training possible to your base, your worker base, your employees, your all the way up the chain. Everyone should attend those 3-5 day boot camps. I've been to one twice, a similar concept where there was a lot of physicality involved, and mm-hmm. sometimes there were some mental things that you had to come through and got to come through, and it was amazing. Yeah. I get what you're saying, because when you come out of there, you're not the same person, and there is nothing that will stop you. Before, you had that resistance, right, that mental resistance keeping you, but there's something about action, right, and doing something that you normally wouldn't do way out of your comfort zone that kind of burst that bubble of resistance, and now is a clear path to progress.
Totally, Brian. And on top of that, the way we ran our warrior camp, we would generally have 200 people, and we would divide them into four tribes of 50. And now once you became a member of the tribe, you had a responsibility to hold up your end of the bargain for the rest of the tribe. And if you needed help, you were told immediately you needed to ask for help. And if you were in a position where you could give help rather than ask for help, you gave it. So every day you knew you had a tribe of 50 people that were all supporting each other. Some days it might be that the task that we were giving the people would be easy for some and harder for others. So the ones that were easy, they would help the ones where it was more challenging. But the very next day, the people who were challenged day one might be in a position of having to give help to the people who were helping on day one. So by the time we went through 4.5 days, they knew that they were part of a tribe, that they held up their end of the bargain, that they asked for help when they needed it, and they gave help whenever they needed it, and nothing was going to stop them. And learning how to be part of a tribe, learning how to hold up your end of the bargain, learning how to know how to ask for help and how to give help, that's invaluable. And unfortunately, I don't know about you, I don't know that many people that are ever trained in that stuff.
You're right, I don't. I don't either. And that is, I think, the key more of than anything is the one about asking for help, because entrepreneurs have this big thing called an ego. And I'm not saying that's a terrible thing. It's a natural thing. It gives us the drive. It gives us that powerful drive. And the thing is putting that ego in check, the best thing you can do is ask for help. That's what you must.
Oh, absolutely.
You must ask for help if you are going to succeed. The yes. greatest athletes in the world, they all had help. They all had more than one coach. Michael Jordan, go through Tiger Woods. They've all had multiple coaches. They've had help. So what's holding you back from getting help? It's the ego. And mm-hmm. once you can drop the ego, and there's really fantastic ways to do this using NLP techniques, which is neuro-linguistic programming, where you basically mm-hmm. release the resistance that's been holding you back. So now you go forward and ego's gone. And it's an amazing journey. So we've covered actually quite a few topics already. I'm just thinking about everything we've been talking about. Can we chunk it up a little bit? And I wanted to ask you a question where it's more of a from a higher level. If uh-huh. do you believe there's some kind of pattern or formula to becoming a successful entrepreneur from a higher level, like 3-5 things, or what do you think that is, a successful pattern for those that are looking to achieve success listening to the show right now?
Okay, great question, Brian. And you know, you already have the answer. You know the answer. For me, I read Think and Grow Rich, the book, in 1969. So you count how long it's been since, you know, 1969 to, what is that, 49 years? Wow. So it's been 49 years since the first time I read Think and Grow Rich. And it was such a powerful book for me because it was the first time I had ever read the philosophy of success. And that's really what the book is. It's a philosophy of success. It's made up of 13 principles. And if you learn the 13 principles in Think and Grow Rich from a higher energy perspective, you are going to achieve so much more. And it begins with what Napoleon Hill called your burning desire. It begins when you so badly want something that you want it as badly as you want air. That's the starting point for all achievement. It's the starting point for the book Think and Grow Rich. And it's the first principle. And if you follow all 13 principles, you know, we were talking about asking for help, right?
Right.
And if you read Think and Grow Rich, one of the principles is mastermind, which means that for you to truly be successful, you're going to surround yourself with people who have strengths and they have skills and they have certain assets or benefits that you don't have so that you can specifically ask them for help. It's part of why you have a mastermind. So if you, anybody that truly learns all 13 principles, and by the way, the 13th principle is the sixth sense. And when you're vibrating at that very high level, when you're really focused on finding solutions to what you want, to working in harmony with fellow people, it's almost like ideas flash out of the air. They suddenly pop into your mind and you suddenly get these insights and these brilliant ideas out of nowhere. And that's the sixth sense. And as entrepreneurs, if you really want to be successful, you have to get to the point where you're vibrating at that level, that sixth sense truly kicks in. And then all of a sudden the ideas are coming to you faster than you know what to do with them. And then it's only a question of, can you execute on them? So I really believe that the answers is learn the philosophy of success, learn the 13 principles that are in the book, Think and Grow Rich. And if you learn all 13 principles by the, and you can't pick and choose, you either accept the whole philosophy and accept all 13 principles, or you don't accept them. You can't pick and choose. And if you really concentrate on the things he said, Napoleon Hill says you got to do, you really will start kicking into that sixth sense. And I know you can kick into it. So I'm sure you will, you'll confirm everything I've just said. When you get to that point where your sixth sense is giving you the ideas that get you to the top of the mountain and solve your solutions, you're on your way.
Yeah, and it's an amazing journey, isn't it? To go
it
through
sure
those
is.
Steps and then start getting that momentum and feeling that, hey, things are kind of working like almost on autopilot, and this is feeling really good right now. And you're one of many. I mean, and not to make you a generalized person at all, you're a very unique and special person. So many successful entrepreneurs cite that very book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I put a quick shot of it on the screen. That's at reachyourpeaklibrary.com. If you don't want to go searching on Amazon, it's in there as well. Highly recommend that book as well. It seems to be the cornerstone of where mindset really came from.
And you want to know something, Brian? Really, if you know the story of Napoleon Hill, in 1908, when he was at Georgetown University and studying to get his law degree, he had a job interviewing celebrities for a magazine, and he had the opportunity to go and interview Andrew Carnegie in Pittsburgh. So he hops on a plane, goes to Pittsburgh to interview Andrew Carnegie, who at the time was the wealthiest man in the world. And at the end of the what turned out to be a weekend interview versus a three-hour interview, Andrew Carnegie offered Napoleon Hill the opportunity to write a book on the first recorded book on successful human achievement. And for 20 years, Napoleon Hill had the opportunity to interview some of the most successful, famous people on the planet. And in 1928, he actually wrote a book called The Law of Success in 16 Lessons, which was designed to be a high school course or a freshman course in college. And unfortunately, it never came to be. But in my opinion, if every person in America was forced to take The Law of Success in 16 Lessons, basically you would do it over a semester, I believe in 2 or 3 or 4 years, we'd see a huge change in the results of what's going on in, among entrepreneurs in the United States just by taking that one course.
And is that available right now?
You can download it for free. It's in the public domain. Law of Success in 16 Lessons, Napoleon Hill, 1928.
All right.
It's brilliant. And I think the reason in 1937 when he wrote Think and Grow Rich was because Law of Success in 16 Lessons is like about 600 to 700 pages. And Brian, you know as well as I do, how many people are actually going to read through 600 or 700 pages?
Yes, exactly.
So Think and Grow Rich, he took all this information and condensed it down into Think and Grow Rich because it was small enough that he knew more people would read it.
Could digest it, yes. Amazing, yes. Amazing. So I wrote that down, definitely. I've heard of a governing like master manuscript, and maybe that's what they were talking about. It sounds very much like it, where what you just said about condensing it down to Think and Grow Rich. And yeah, that's phenomenal. I'm going to ask you another question to actually really hone it in for the people listening and watching so they can actually sink their teeth into this and know what they should concentrate on right now if it's one of the skills they lack. What would you say? And I've done this before with other guest speakers. Now, Jeff, you only get three, all right? Just know that. Three. You have to stop at three. What would you say are the top three skills necessary to become a successful entrepreneur?
Okay, that's, you know, top three things, of course, you know, that's very difficult. I would say this, Brian, and I think you know this as well as I do. There's a formula that really works if you understand it. And what I do is I usually have people draw a triangle where it's wide at the top and comes down to a point at the bottom. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And in the upper left-hand corner of the triangle, I have RV, which stands for the right vehicle. If you are in business today and you are in the right vehicle, that's a critical component. If you're in the wrong vehicle, it doesn't matter how much time, effort, how much you know about everything and anything, it's not going to make any difference. You're not in the right vehicle. So you have to learn how to do that. Now, in the upper right-hand side of that triangle, I put down RK, which stands for the right knowledge. So not only do you have to be in the right vehicle, but you have to have the right knowledge. You have to have the right knowledge in terms of business, in terms of the industry you're in terms of your competition, in terms of your product itself. There's a lot of knowledge you got to know if you're really going to be successful. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. Yes.
And then it all comes down to the base. It all comes down to the foundation. It all comes down to the root at the point at the bottom of that triangle. And that's the RY, which stands for the right you. Because if your internal fortitude, if your personal character isn't the kind that it takes to be successful, you might know the right knowledge. You may even be in the right business vehicle, but you're not the right person to get it done. You're too small. You'll get knocked down and won't get back up again. You're not working on your skill set. You're not developing your character and willing to take the blows it takes to make it to success. And that's working on the inner game. And for me, I think a lot of people, that's their biggest weakness. They have a good business idea. They have a good vehicle. They even know a lot about it. But you know what? They can get taken out. And you got to have all three. If you have the right vehicle, the right knowledge, and the right you, that's what's going to get everybody to their promised land.
I love that. The right you. And as I opened the show, the mindset was the cornerstone. That was a foundation. And if you don't have you in the right sphere, we're talking not just business here. We're talking personal life as well.
Sure. But
when you work your mind, when you work on the right mindset and find that right you, then you'll notice not only change in your business, what you'll notice even before that is the increase in your personal life, in your joy and your love for your spouse or your loved one or your siblings. It will just, you'll notice that you've changed. They notice that you change.
Yes.
And it's an amazing thing. Once you've done the work, and that's one way you find out if, you know, that's one way you know. If you've done the work, is if anybody noticing a change in you? If not, perhaps you haven't yet. That
right.
could be one litmus test for you going
yes.
forward.
Yes.
Well, I just came up with that, Jeff. I don't know where it came from, but you know, it's true, isn't it? It's like there must be change. If you continue down the same path you're going, and you keep doing the same thing you're doing, you're going to keep getting the same thing you're getting. So when is now the right time to change? When is now the right time to get out of that comfort zone on a habitual daily basis, time and time again? When is now the right time to go get connected with Jeff Fagan? And you'll have that opportunity toward the end of this show. This is the time. There is no time. There is no someday. You know, pull out a calendar and tell me which one of those days on that calendar says the word someday. I see Monday. I see Tuesday. I don't see someday or one day. Neither of those exist. So be explicit in your goals and just say, I'm doing it. I'm going to do this. I'm going to reach out to Jeff Fagan by tomorrow at this time. I'm going to do it. In fact, I might do it too, so I'll race you all because I'm going to contact with him. Thank you for that. One thing, a lot of people, I know one of the most popular topics, bar none, when it comes to business and becoming successful is that of marketing. Because without proper marketing, there is no business. It doesn't exist. You could have the greatest sales skills. You could have the greatest product on the planet. But if nobody even knows it exists, what good is it? And marketing is that beautiful machine that helps get someone from point A of recognizing it to then wanting it, getting those emotional triggers triggered, and getting to the point where they're ready to buy when it's time to close a sale. So I was curious, Jeff, for you personally, how do you go about marketing your business, and what are some of your most successful forms of marketing?
Okay, great. I love that. What a great question. And really, you know, I love marketing. I think that it's unfortunate, you know, when I do my trainings and I do my teachings, I always say that there's three parts to any business. There's marketing, there's operations, and there's production. And really, business is very simple. You have to have something to sell, and you have to be able to sell it at a higher price than what you got it for. So either a product or a service at one price, sell it for a profit at the other price. For some reason, we have to put fancy names behind it. So instead of calling it the product, you call it production. And then and selling, we call that sales and marketing. And operations is the glue that puts it all together. And when you look at the average small business entrepreneur, they're spending 80 to 90% of their time on production and on operations, and 10% of their time on sales and marketing. And what we need to share with everybody who's listening right now is, if they're going to be successful, their mindset has to go through a dramatic shift, and they have to be spending 2 out of every 3 working hours on sales and marketing. And they have to figure out systems to be able to take care of operations and production, because the big money is always in sales and marketing, always. And so if you're not strong in sales and marketing, chances are you avoid it, because who wants to do something that they're lousy at, right? And I find a lot of people avoid sales and marketing because they've had a bad experience in the past and they have a negative mindset about it. But what I do is I really ingrain in almost everybody that I coach and I teach, no marketing, no money. Great marketing, great money. And I was lucky enough to work with one of the greatest marketing salespeople on the planet, Harv Eker. And if people begin to understand that a marketing message is to get your message out to as many qualified prospects as possible. And those qualified prospects, I mean, when we talk about things like, who's your target market? I don't think 98% of all the people I talk to really truly understand when I ask them, who's your target market, what they tell me. For example, Brian, when I was with Harv at Peak Potentials, and we were offering all these personal development and business courses, we used to say, well, who do you think our target market is? And people would say, well, small business owners, people who are looking to make transition from being an employee to being in the workforce, people who are looking for ways to make money. And we'd say, no, those aren't our target market. Our target market are people who are already buying programs just like Harv's, because they've already proven that they're willing to spend money on a product just like ours. And they're the best people to go and market to, because they're already spending money on this kind of stuff. Now, Harv made it a point to only market to people who were already spending thousands of dollars to go to seminars, because they'd already proven that was his market. But 98% of all the people I talk to, They're giving me all these other people who should be their target market. And Harv is the only one that understood is when you're selling, you want to sell to the people most likely to buy. And who are the ones most likely to buy what you got? People that are already buying what you got, or people who are buying stuff very similar to what you got. And I see that as a huge, gigantic problem out there in the marketplace. Is there, most small business owners are marketing to the wrong people. So you got to know who you're marketing to begin with. And then on top of it, you have to be able to create a clear message, and you have to be able to provide someone with a reason to become eager to buy. When you're eager to buy, it makes it easy to buy. All you and I have to do is be able to create an energy and create an offer where our customers are eager to buy. Now, do you think most small business owners create an offer that creates an energy and a desire in people where they become eager to buy?
No. Unfortunately.
That's why they're all amateurs. That's why they don't make sales. They don't know how they, and everybody thinks they need to make all the money up front, when you and I both know the big money's in the back end.
Yes, yes.
Get them in the door. Let them try you out. Let them see you for real. Let them show that you have real value to offer to them. Let them get to know you, like you, and trust you, because once they do, what's the likelihood that they're going to want to continue to do business with you?
Man, I hope you are taking notes, you watchers and listeners. That was, so Frank Kern calls that the tripwire. You know, to get them in the door, sell them something, or offer them something that is not exorbitantly priced, just to what Jeff just said, of something of value, over-deliver. My gosh, I was writing notes like crazy. That's why I love to be able to switch the camera off of myself completely. I can take notes and just being transparent. Sales and marketing, you know, that is true. So many people just have a negative connotation with sales. It's inbred. You know, they think of back in the day, there used to be these people that would go door to door and sell vacuum cleaners. And that would be that negative anchor, that vision. And sales, like used cars to this day, a lot of people have negative anchors about that. So I don't want to be a salesperson. And I love talking to someone and they say, you know what, I'm not a salesperson. I said, really? You're not? No, I'm not a salesperson. I said, do you realize you're just now trying to sell me on the fact that you're not a salesperson?
Well, you know, there are many ways to sell. I've studied many of them. I started my business career at Xerox, which was really hardcore direct selling. But you know, there are people like Dan Kennedy out there. You probably know Dan Kennedy. Yes. And he's really into attraction marketing. And he's much more into educating people as opposed to selling people. Harv is very much the same way, that if people don't want to be sold, but people do want to get educated. And if you learn how to educate people the right way, then at the end of the day, you're not selling them anyway. You're not selling them anything. If it's right for them and it makes sense for them and it fits for them, then they'll buy it. I am lucky enough, you know, we talk about different books that you read. I think there's a book that every single person that watching this right now needs to read if they really want to make a lot of money. And the name of the book is Go for No. And the whole idea is you want to get as many no's as possible throughout your day. Because along with those no's will come a few yeses. And if you're not having as much success in your life as you want, probably you're not getting as many no's as you need. And people avoid them like the plague because they fear failure. And I embrace it. If I get 20 people saying no to me today, there's a good chance I got two or three yeses. And I don't care about all the no's, because at the end of the day, the yeses put money in my bank and I don't really give a crap about all the no's. And I think you and I share that yes. You know, I'm pretty fearless in asking someone, because if they say no, I'm no worse off than where I was. And no doesn't mean no forever. It just might mean right now, this isn't a good fit for me. So, I've over time, I've become immune to the word no. I've become immune to the idea of failure. In order to get to success, you have to go through no's and you have to go through failure. So the more success I want, the more no's and failures I'm willing to take on. And really, I really honestly believe that, I mean, I know you feel this way, Brian, but I think, you know, a lot of the people that maybe are watching and listening to you don't have that mindset.
Yeah, and it's prevalent. I would say the majority of people don't. And yes. It's a learned skill because it's not a natural way of thinking to most people. And yes. Wow, I don't know where to segue off of that. I had a great idea there for a minute, but now the like 50 ideas you just went through went flooding through my mind. Oh my
God. Well, you know, it's really a great book. And if you haven't read it, you know, they bring up so many really brilliant concepts that the average person doesn't understand. You know, because many, many people, when they're looking at life, they see failure to the left and they see success to the right, and they want to avoid failure and go to success, but yes. That's not possible. Right. And so what you have to do is you need to create a whole new shift in your mindset where here's you, then there's failure, and then beyond failure is success. So the only way to get to success is to go through the failures, to go through the no's, to go through the rejections. And when if you're going to be in business, you got to toughen up. Yep. You got to be willing to be tough. I mean, really, it is. And so when you become immune to the word no, when you become unstoppable, do you know what choices you have? I mean, you've got them all.
Limitless.
Yes. And that's the mindset that ideally, and you know, it doesn't come from the bottom up. It comes from the top down. If you're going to be the leader, you need to lead by example. And so it's very important to me that I don't just talk the talk, but I got to walk the walk, because if I want to have an effective group that follow me, I've got to be in my integrity. And if I'm going to ask them to do it, I need to lead the charge myself.
Exactly.
And every person should think of it that way, because everybody should be aspiring to be a leader.
Man, I think you've touched on every book in my library. And I love the fact about failure. That's an ego thing, you know, because everyone wants to hit a home run every time they step to the plate. And not even in the pros, the best home run hitters in the world don't do that. Even in a home run derby where they're given a big old watermelon right in front of them, big old baseball, it's so slow and easy and juicy, they still can't hit it out every single time. And the key with business is not just to fail, but fail fast and fail repeatedly, as fast as you can, because every failure leads you, like Jeff just said, one step closer to success. Every failure teaches you what not to do, or it just tells you that that person wasn't ready that time. It depends on the situation, but do not be afraid to fail and get the ego out of the way, and then start looking at failures as victories, because like Jeff says, you're one step closer to the promised land. You know, it's like that, what was it, how many feet from gold, where the guy's
3 feet.
Tunnel. 3 feet from gold, you know, he's digging, he can't see, there's gold right there, but he's failed to find the gold for all this trying and tribulation and working and sweating, and he said, I give up.
And it was and our good friends, Greg Reed and Sharon Lecter, they wrote a book called 3 Feet from Gold based on that story from Think and Grow Rich.
Yes, it's like, and that sticks in my mind about, you know, persistence, resilience. How many times do we all want to give up? Every one of us.
In fact, Brian, you know, there is an expression that your NQ is more important than your IQ when it comes to business. Mm. And NQ stands for your no quotient. And in business, your ability to take no's is more important than your IQ. Because you can have a lot of people have a great IQ, and after two or three no's, they're done. And you can have somebody who has an average IQ, but they can take as many no's as are handed to them, and they just keep on ticking. So in the business world, your NQ is far more important than your IQ, far more important. And then the other thing is, most people, when they set their goals, they set yes goals. I want to get this many sales. I want to get this many leads. Okay. What I do is I set no goals. Yes. So in other words, until I get 15 no's today, I'm not done. So if somebody says yes, I got, oh shit, that means I got to go find another person to talk to because I got to get another yo. No. And so if I get 3 yeses early in the day, I still got to get my 10 no's. That's one of my goals.
I love the NQ and IQ, because how many times I know have I personally looked at a person and gone, I could run circles around this guy. You know, I know it. I know mentally I could run circles around this guy or gal. Yet they are incredibly successful. How the heck is it possible? I know I'm smarter than them, you know, all that. And you're right, man. It's about hitting the pavement. It's about getting to work. It's about getting dirty. And it's about getting thick skin to the word no. And I love your goal setting about how many, I want 15 no's today. And I'm not, so if I get 15 yeses, geez, I'm going to be up pretty late. But Isn't that pretty cool?
Yeah, exactly. And how many people do you know that set no goals?
Yeah, zero. Zero.
You know what? That's what separates us from everybody else. Because, you know, what happens is if you meet your quota early in the month, for example, you might slack off for the rest of the month. Oh, I met my quota, good enough. But if you have no goals, then you've got to keep on pushing on until you get those no's. And the more no's you get, and you said it, Brian, the idea is to get more no's faster and go for bigger no's. So if you're selling a $500 product, maybe the smart thing to do is find yourself a $10,000 product. So now you're getting, now you're going to ask a lot more people and you're selling a higher ticket item. And you know what? When you start going for no, especially when you start to move up and start scaling up to higher ticket items, that's when the money really starts to come in. And then finally, it's when you get your entire team to take that same attitude and you grow exponentially. And that's when things really take off.
Yes, the importance of an excellent mission, purpose, and leading by example all
together. Exactly.
And there's so many great books on leadership. Again, reachyourpeaklibrary.com. We don't have time to go listing everything that Jeff just read. Because the thing is, though, listen to this, you know, in watching this, Jeff is successful because he's applied this knowledge. He's applied it. There's a difference between reading it and knowing it, and a huge difference between that and doing it. And that is the key. That's another big step I see over and over, that someone will, you know, you'll go into their house and they'll just say, look at my books, look at my library, look at my CDs and DVDs of all these training. I've done every one of them. And I look at their house and go, well, how's that working for you? What part of that did you put into play? It's like it becomes, you know, it's like they bought all this self-help, but really what it became was shelf help. It's doing no good. It's collecting dust. And so really quick, we're getting close to the end here, and I really want to ask you two more. There's two more that are burning, Jeff, because I'm curious, and I know it would be of value to those watching and listening. And as entrepreneurs, you know, it's never just a straight line to skyrocket to success, is it? It's a bumpy road. It's like the stock market, where there are peaks and valleys. And our goal is to make sure that the trend line that you draw across the peaks is always going in an upward direction. Actually, it should be the other way around for those watching on the camera, right? And the thing is, though, those can be trying, those valleys. Those can knock you off and make you want to quit, make you want to do something else and say, my gosh, it's just too difficult. And along that line, what sacrifices have you, Jeff, had to make to become successful at doing what you do?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I'm sure that the number of all-nighters I've pulled over the years, the times when I haven't been able to be going to events that I really wanted to go to or be with family, there is certain sacrifices for sure that you've got to make if you're going to be as successful as an entrepreneur, especially at the launch. Maybe for the first 12 to 18 months, really, you have to give your life almost exclusively to your business. I mean, I hate to say it that way, but at the beginning, you don't have a lot of balance. Ideally, you want to get to the point where if I work really hard for the next 2 months, I can take 2 weeks and just go with my wife and just enjoy myself. So it's not quantity of time versus quality of time. But at the beginning, I mean, anybody who's serious, and I mean really serious about becoming really successful, the four-hour work week is a myth. You know, I talk to people all the time about the 400-hour work week. And the 400-hour work week is when I get 10 virtual assistants each working 40 hours a week for me, like all your students you're telling me about. Yes. Now, if you've got 400 hours of virtual assistants churning out the work for you, how much can you scale and grow? So, you know, there's so many. I mean, anybody who thinks that becoming successful in business is a cakewalk is nuts. And that's why I say if you're going to be in business, you deserve to get rich. Bottom line. Because otherwise, you may as well just go get a job if your goal is to be comfortable. Because when you're an entrepreneur, you're on the job 24/7, 365, and the buck always stops with you. And if that's the way it's got to be, you deserve to get rich. And if you're not, then you're doing something wrong. You'd be a whole lot better off to close up your business, get a job, work 40 hours, and enjoy your weekends and your paid vacations.
That's extremely valuable advice. I kid you not. Not every, what is it? I've read that 8%, maybe 8% are entrepreneurs of the world. And the rest are those that work for corporations or other companies. And God bless everyone who does.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be where we are without it. But God bless the entrepreneurs who are creating those businesses and corporations for those people to have that lifestyle of comfort and going home on the weekends and having fun. And you're right. It's 24/7, baby. And the cool thing, though, is if you're doing what you really love, you don't have to, like, start a hobby and then say, I'm going to make it a business. But when you start enjoying the process of whatever business you've chosen, you won't want to stop. It becomes something that it's a self-feeding, beautiful thing. I don't know how to explain it. It's like when you find it, I can't wait for this show every week. And there's a lot of work that goes behind putting it together. I love every minute of that work. I do. I kid you not, because I get to talk to Jeff. I get to talk to people like Jeff. I see the end game. I see the outcome. And that's what drives me. And every little step that might be a little bit of a pain in the rear isn't a pain in the rear because I see the end goal. And that's, oh, man. Jeff, man, we got to get together more often. I want to talk to you. You're just an amazing guy.
We will, Brian.
We got a couple minutes, so I'm going to ask one more question. But before I do that, and Jeff, it's a big one. And it's going to be a game changer for a lot of people watching. Yes, I'm building it up on purpose. And you don't want to miss it. But before we do that, I want to give everyone the opportunity to win a prize. How's that sound? So what we're going to do is we're going to put up on the screen, and I will say it audibly for those of you listening to podcast after the live show. But this is for you that are watching live, actually, is you can win a 5-day vacation stay at a 5-star Mexico resort. Compliments once again of our good buddy Jason Nast, who has been commenting away and loving and liking as we've been going. Thank you, Jason.
Love you, Jason.
Texting. Yes. His company is powertexting.com. Phenomenal, phenomenal resource. Many of you actually got a text 15 minutes before we went live. I know some of you are out there. That was because of his technology, and he has offered this vacation for you. And all you have to do is what you see on the screen there. You have two ways to enter, and one is to type in reachyourpeakllc.com/vacation. The only important part there is, remember, vacation is all lowercase. The rest of it, it doesn't matter. reachyourpeakllc.com/vacation, or text the word peak, and that's PEAK, to 661-535-1624. Again, that's text the word peak to 661-535-1624. In either case, whether you go to the website and enter the information there or text it directly, that is all going through this wonderful engine called powertexting.com by Jason Nast and his partner Rhonda. And looking at a lot of great comments we've been getting over this show, Jeff, we got Richard Barrier talking about Glorious Obsession.
Hey, Richard. Notebook.
He's awesome, too. 3 feet. We spent, all of us spent a weekend together, he and I and Jason and Rhonda and another individual. We had a great time. Another one of Jason's business partners. There's Claudia Carrillo. Thank you, Jeff, for the golden nuggets of wisdom. Jason said, love Jeff Fagan and Brian Kelly. I had to read that one out loud, of course. I'm looking through the rest. Let's see. I can put them on the screen. That would be nice. And then we'll get to that hard-hitting question, that final question. There we are. And hey, brothers, great stuff. Richard Barrier has given us a lot of thumbs up. Thank you, buddy. Christine Love, a lot of them scrolled off the top. I was going to read them earlier. Thank you all for engaging and being part of this show. We really appreciate you being on. And so I'm going to monitor who is entering that prize. I'm going to take a look and see who's out there, who is subscribing, who is entering for the big trip. And if we don't get to it by the we close this show, I will still monitor it for 5-10 more minutes, and then I will notify you directly if you have won that 5-day stay in a Mexican resort. It's amazing. There you see, that's actually the back office of powertexting.com right there. That's amazing. It's an amazing tool. Highly recommend you take a look at it yourself. And let's get back to the grand finale. So are you, you're not feeling any pressure, are you, Jeff? You feeling a little worried about what this question is going to be? I hope not.
You know, I take them as they come.
You can handle anything. See, the reason he can is because of everything we've just talked about. He has mastered it all. And here's the thing, to take the pressure completely off, there is no wrong answer, Jeff. There never is, because the answer is your answer and yours only, and that makes it the right answer. And I ask this. This is a closing question I ask on every show of every guest, and I love to hear the variations of those answers. It's amazing, and it's just a curiosity. And it will help others to be able to do what you're about to tell us, what you have done. And the question is, how do you, Jeff Fagan, how do you define success?
Wow. Well, that's a pretty broad question. For me, success is living life on my own terms, doing what I truly want to be doing in life, and accomplishing the goals that I really want to accomplish for myself. And you're right. Everybody's definition of success is different. For me, I am very passionate about entrepreneurship, about helping people who probably don't have the right background and the right knowledge to really be successful, but they're in the game. And if they just have, I really truly believe, and I know you feel the same way, Brian, you get one right mentor. And if you have that one right mentor for whatever it is you want in life to consider yourself successful, that mentor exists. And if you find that mentor, then you can truly have what you want in life. And there's a course that we used to teach at Peak Potentials called Life Directions. Life Directions really is about finding your true purpose in life and living it. And I think the successful person is the one who's been able to figure out what their real purpose in life is, and they're living it.
Man. That was phenomenal. And the key word I got out of that, because I think every entrepreneur, every successful entrepreneur, especially those that I've met in my circles and extended circles, they all want to do one thing, and it's common amongst every one of them, including myself, and it's a human drive for, among us, because we have the ability to do it. You said, I love helping people. And it really comes down to that, serving people, helping people.
Yes.
Of course,
yes.
Jeff will help you as long as you're willing to help yourself.
Yes.
I will help you the same way. You must put in the effort as well. It's not just, here you go, it's going to be easy and magical. No, we'll give you the guidance. Jeff will give you the guidance and tell you how to get from point A to point B to point C to point D. And guess what? This is a journey that never ends. That's why I love it. If it ended, then what else would I do? What else would you do, Jeff?
Like, exactly.
That's no fun. Let's keep it going till the very end.
Yeah.
Let's just go out with a bang. One thing before we get off, though, Jeff, I wanted to give you the opportunity to talk about this event you have coming up that you're going to do on a periodic basis, but you have one coming up next month. If you wouldn't mind just telling people how to get to that, what it's about first, and then how can they access it so they can spend some one-on-one time with you.
Terrific. Well, thank you. Thank you for asking me that. I've been very fortunate to have gotten to know some really high-level internet marketers, online marketers, digital marketers that really hit it out of the park and have not only made a ton of money for themselves, but have trained and coached lots of other people how to do that as well. And I don't have their digital marketing expertise, but they don't have necessarily a lot of the skills I have. And together we came up with a weekend mastermind retreat concept where we find really high-end, nice venues. And we keep the mastermind open to only 15 to 20 people. And we do Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. So it's a relatively close, intimate setting. And between the marketers and the presenters that we have that are teaching really cutting edge, state of the art systems. And I'm all about systems and templates. And I'm teaching about the inner game, about building systems within the organization. My partners are teaching all about the latest marketing strategies, and between all of us, we've got a room full of people that are on fire, already doing pretty good, and they want to start making seven figures a year. Some of the people in our group want to be making eight figures a year. So it's really all about getting in that energy, being surrounded by the right people. I don't need to tell you that at events are when major decisions are made. And at these mastermind events, we have one coming up in San Diego on the 24th of August. And if people would like to know more about it, if they go to San Diego Mansion, San Diego Mansion Mastermind.com. So that's the website. And it's 3 days. We begin with a Friday night event, and then it's hardcore training on Saturday and Sunday. Lots of time to sit and break bread with all the trainers and your fellow students. It's life-changing for sure. I really would recommend anybody that's serious about taking their life to the next level. These are the kind of events that really are life-changing. So thank you for allowing me to share that.
Oh, you better believe it, Jeff. And there it is on the screen, San Diego Mansion Mastermind. It's limited availability because it's meant to be intimate. So be sure to take a look at that. If it's a fit for you, then do it. If it's not a fit for you, still consider doing it, because that means you're getting out of your comfort zone, which is exactly what you should be doing on a regular basis every single day. We've already covered that. And what is it? You know, the art of mastery is repetition, or repetition is the key to mastery. So you will hear things repeated over and over from mentors, from coaches like Jeff, from people like me, because it's that important. And the more it's repeated, the more it will stay ingrained in your mind. Jeff, I can't thank you enough, my friend. Oh, by the way, we do have a winner to announce, because we had several enter the contest. And I picked the one that was on the top that also followed the instructions to a T. Because after you put in your information, you're also asked to also supply your email address. And only one person did that out of quite a few that entered their name. And I love to reward those who follow directions, because that's how you become successful. And it just turns out it's somebody we both know. I'm not doing this because it's somebody we both know, Jeff, but the one, the only, Richard Barrier. You are the one.
Hey, Richard. All right. Yes.
Thank you for following instructions. Beautiful. He is an amazing man, a golden individual, and a phenomenal entrepreneur in his own right. And
and you know what? He's losing weight, so he's going to look good in his bathing suit down on the beach.
All right, that's TMI, brother. All right, so love it. Love ending on a very comical note. Thank you once again, Jeff. It's been an absolute blast. We definitely must do this again. For everyone out there, we appreciate you for watching and listening. And until next week, as I like to say, and I'm going to date myself, same bat time, same bat channel. We'll be right back here next week with another phenomenal guest expert. Until then, good night for now. So long, everyone.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
Thank you for watching and listening. This has been the Mind Body Business Show with Brian Kelly.